Hey, welcome, everybody. Jeff Hakenin here. I'm along with my good friend James Vollendorf. We are in Wisconsin Rapids here at the state cross-country meet, and we have exciting action coming up here. We've got some – the boys are going to be running first here at about noon, and we're going to have the Prentice Rib Lake boys, who, James, they're ranked what?
Number one.
They're number one. And then we've got the Phillips Loggers. They're ranked
number two.
Marathon, we know them a little bit about them, and I think you said they come in at number four, ranked
number four.
And then we don't know who number three is, somewhere from not real close to around here, but they're going to be starting in about 15 minutes. James, you've ran this course before three times, I believe.
Yep.
I remember running this course back in, back in 95 and 96.
Way back when.
And I always remember this was a very difficult race. What is it about it? Is it the pressure that it's the state run, that all the top athletes are over here? Or is it actually a harder course?
It's a combination of both, I'd say.
There's some good-sized hills in here a little bit, and they get you
later on in the race.
Yeah, they get you, and that's the part about this. You got so much adrenaline, you're trying to keep up at the top, and then you hit them hills, and they can really get you. Some experience actually does help in a race like this.
Oh, yeah.
We got some good athletes coming up here for, I'm going to try to find them here, for the Phillips Loggers. We'll start with them here. They got Travis Henney. He's an alternate, just a freshman. Chase Smith, also just a freshman and an alternate. That means they're not running, correct? They're just here hanging.
They're here unless somebody gets injured.
Seven runners are going to run?
Yep.
Okay, so seven guys are going to run. Josh Edwards, just a sophomore. He's been running fourth through seventh all through the year for the Loggers. He got all-conference honorable mention honors. He's going to be running in his second state meet. We have Finn McArdle, another sophomore. He's been running in that 5-7 spot most of the year. He'll be running here tonight, I would imagine.
Two at sectionals, too.
He got second at sectionals. You've got to be kidding me.
He's our second runner at sectionals.
Wow. So that's really impressive. Finn McArdle, just a sophomore, coming on strong, running in his first meet, and we talked about that experience can be a factor here, James. Nick Peschko, I seen a little bit of him earlier on. He looked like he improved a lot
this
year.
He's improved a ton.
Yeah, and coming to be an actual runner. He's been the second runner most of the year, second team all-conference honors, and he's running in his first meet as well. Spencer Henney, a senior, he's been on varsity all year, running in his third state meet. Is he going to be actually running too?
He will be, yeah.
So Spencer will be running. Evan Johnson, a senior, he's improved a lot as well, hasn't Evan?
Evan,
he's
a consistent piece for us.
A consistent in the top five all year long, along with Logan Sokolowski, another senior. Logan's been working hard. I know a lot about him. He's been running hard and coming on strong here and in the top five as well.
Yeah, he started the season with an injury and he's bounced back well.
And he got second team all conference honors. Logan did. Evan Johnson right behind him. It seems like they run
one
together
behind them. Yep.
Yeah, they always running together. Gavin Esterholm, he's been here a few times. This is his fourth.
Yep.
This will be his fourth meet here. He won the Merriwood Conference this year. Took first place overall. He also won conference as well. I believe. Or, I mean, won sectionals.
Three times, I think he won conference now.
Three-time won conference, and he won sectionals again, correct?
He won sectionals.
First at sectionals.
That's the course record.
So Gavin, I'm not sure what Gavin's expectations. A wild guess, James, I haven't even asked, and you probably know better than I do. I'm expecting Gavin, maybe hoping a top 10?
He's hoping the top five.
Top five.
He's hoping to be up there.
There we go. I love seeing it. Gavin, you know, in the last 5 years, has really taken this sport seriously. He's put a lot of time. You know, he's one of those kids. My son plays basketball. Gavin's the same type of runner. He knows every runner in the state. You get to know each other. It's kind of a big family. You're the same way, James. You're going to Stevens Point now?
Yep.
How you liking that?
Not too bad.
Not too bad right now, but good to have you here, James. We've covered you over the last 4 years in different sports, and nice to have you here, a good friend of mine. So that's the Phillips Loggers running also over here is going to be the Prentice Rib Lake Hawks. I'm going to try to get some of them up here. I don't have much on there of that team. I got some of the Phillips guys here, but Prentice Rib Lake is going to be running as well. I know they got Heston Heckman is the one runner for Prentice.
Yep.
That's going to be running. He's a top five kid for them, I believe.
He's usually four or five. Jackson Shutt.
Who's the lead runner over in Rib Lake?
Henry Regier,
and he runs behind Gavin. Is he like a second conference?
Usually, yeah.
Yeah,
third at conference, I think.
Third at conference this year. Who is our second runner?
Caleb Scott,
okay. I've seen some of Caleb Scott over the years. A senior as well, I believe, right?
He's a senior.
He's their second runner. And then who do they got?
Truman Smith. He was a number one at sectionals, but.
Oh, he took first at sectionals. So they got a group that kind of runs together up towards the top.
Yep.
Rib Lake Prentice does. And who else do they got over there?
They have Jackson Shutt.
Jackson Shutt would be the other one. That's probably their top five runners.
Yep, right there.
Right there. I know Eli Harding for Prentice is here also. He's not running. I think he's an alternate.
I think so, yep.
Yeah, but it's going to be six Rib Lake runners and Heston Heckman for the Prentice Rib Lake Hawks. Those are some of our local athletes going to be running here. Marathon's the next closest one I can almost think of, really, that's over here. You know, James, when you come to this event, it's kind of like I go to a basketball tournament and everyone's 6'6".
Yeah.
You know, when we're traveling around, everyone in there, this is kind of the same thing. Everybody looks like a runner over here.
Yeah.
You got adults running up and down. They've been doing it their whole life.
It's a wild event. Yeah.
Yeah. It really feels like, you know, the atmosphere of a cross country. I mean, I remember the smell and everything. You know what I mean? It's been 25 years, since I've done this, but, that feel is there. The nerves going to be starting to kick in, you know, for some of those guys. You know, is it already? Are the nerves kicking in already? It's 9 minutes before the start of the race. I remember that. I remember questioning my life and what I was doing, am I really going to do this?
If you're ready for it,
Am I ready for it? And you go and you wear yourself out, what's the key? I feel like the best runners are the ones that can really get through that second wind and get through that second wind and make a final push, because I don't know what Gavin and them boys feel like up at the top. I mean, they're running a different level. They're going hard the whole time. You know, they feel like they're always in that second wind. But it's a nervous feeling, and whether you're the top guy, you know, or the fifth runner on the team, you're just as important in this sport.
Oh, yeah.
Because that fifth guy, he's got to beat the fifth guy on another team and whatnot. So, I mean, the nerves are the same. For each kid out here, and you know they've been doing a good job here. Phillips has a great program. Coach Olson is the head coach, and
Coach Cabay.
Nick Cabay or Kirsten?
Kirsten.
Nick is always there. Is Nick a
He's
coach?
He's the middle school coach, and then he helps with the high school and middle school. Don.
Okay. Yeah, we got Connor over here. Connor Cabay is whether he's been to this one three times, two times. Connor, a lot of guys here that we know, some legends. I was over by Prentice, by their tent over there. I seen Eric Westberg. I remember him running a few years after me, but a lot of these guys come back and support their teams. They know what it's like to go through this right here. Some of the athletes warming up there. No Shawamigan boys here, but we've got some coming up here for the girls. The Phillips Loggers are going to be here as a girls team. And what are they ranked?
They're ranked six, I think, right now.
Six, something like that. So they're probably shooting for a top five team, and or a top five place, I should say. Does top 10 medal here?
Top 10 individuals
medal.
Yep.
And then what? The top two?
Top two teams. Yep.
We've got some of the girls up here. They're getting ready. Tana, here, are the nerves kicking in already, Tana? A little bit. They're gonna get even more as the day goes here. But the girls are here, ready to watch the. Here on the Phillips Loggers boys here. You see them kind of ganging up over here right now. The race going to start pretty soon here. But, there is a Shawamigan girl. You know who that is, James?
Haley Bodo.
And she's returning to state for the third time. Is she a junior?
She's a sophomore. This is her second time. She made it in track, too.
She made it in track, too, so a three-time state. So there's a fast girl over there from Shawamigan. We're going to be seeing her coming up. I think they run at
145, something like that.
So there's a little break between the boys and the girls. Along with that is Kylie Orson for Prentice. She made it as an individual from over in Prentice, so she's going to be here. We're going to be cheering her on. I talked with her mom and dad. Grandma Darcy running around here somewhere as well. Kylie's got a big support group over here, especially since the boys are running as well. So, seen a lot of them here. The Heckman family, the Smith family, got to run into them and chat with them. They're excited here. I didn't see Heston Heckman. I got to talk to some of the Rib Lake guys, though. Some of their Jed Henderson and Seth Borkhart were over here. I got to talk with them a little bit, and they were ready to cheer on the Rib Lake Redmen here. But going to be coming up here shortly, and Gavin shooting for a top 10 finish, James. We're gonna cheer for that. We're starting off over here at the starting point right here, And then once they get going, I'm just going to take a little walk on down, maybe check out the mile marker, see where they're doing. I heard there's a big board by the finish line that tells you
big
what places teams and individuals are.
That might, be a good spot to set.
Might be the place to go and see, and I can kind of keep up on everybody. But want to give a scream out there, you know, to Gavin and all the Phillips boys, along with the Prentice Rib Lake kids here, definitely cheering on our local athletes here today. It's a big day for them, but they're going to be starting up here, and they probably start right on time, right at
noon, yeah.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a two-minute timeout. Then we're going to come back, and we're gonna hear the starting pistol, and we're going to watch these runners run by. Then we're going to try to catch over by the mile marker and or the finish line. We'll see how it goes, but I'll follow the crowd a little bit. But for Jeff Haken and James Wallendorf, maybe we'll catch you a little bit later. At the end of the race, I'm definitely going to be looking for people to talk to and see what they've seen here tonight. So we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a two-minute timeout. And, hey, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken in here. We've got an update for you over in Wisconsin Rapids at the cross-country state meet right here. We got the Phillips boys running currently right now along with the Prentice Rib Lake Hawks. And right now, 9.5 minutes into this race, the Phillips loggers in first place, 116 points they have. St. Ambrose in second. Prentice Rib Lake in third right now with 129 points. Marathon in fourth here, trying to see the results. Gavin was up at the top in the top five, Gavin Esterholm, when we, and they're coming around right now. I think this is a two-mile mark as well. And Gavin Esterholm was in the top five. They're going to be coming by in just a minute. I'm going to be able to tell you what they are. Right now, Gavin's in sixth place in a tight race, but he's in a pile with six guys here right now. So he's right at the front. With all these guys, there's a group of about seven, eight, and then it starts to space out just a little bit, waiting to see if I can see any more Rib Lake guys. There's a big crowd in front of me, so it's a little bit hard to tell. I think I've seen some Rib Lake. Here's some Marathon. There's another Rib Lake runner. Waiting to see some more Phillips runners coming here. And that's where we're at here right now, though. 10.5 minutes gone by in this run here. They're going to be finishing by me over here. Gavin Esterholm looking strong to start out for the Phillips Loggers. And the Phillips Loggers, they are in first place. Yep, they just re-upped it here. Phillips Loggers in first place. And St. Ambrose has now just passed them with 25 runners crossed. And I think that's going to be changing up a little bit here. Right now, more Loggers and Rib Lake. I see Heston Heckman crossing right now at the two-mile mark. So guys are moving positions all over the place here. They got a little GPS in each one of them so you can see who is where. And we're going to update you in just a little bit here. I'm going to be sending it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for probably about a three-minute break. Then we're going to come back and get you some results here and at the finish line here in just a few minutes.
For more specials, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls, and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken here from the state championships. I'm at the finish line right here. Gavin Esterholm right now in third place, coming in strong. He's going to finish with a third-place finish, Gavin Esterholm. So proud of that kid. Awesome job, Gavin. Gavin coming in number three here, first logger to cross. And we got a lot of them coming in hot here. Right now, Gavin Esterholm taking a third-place finish with 16:23 as his time. Phillips, as of right now, in second place. A lot of guys moving spots here right now, though, so it's going to be hard to tell. And waiting for some, haven't seen a Rib Lake or another Phillips runner come through here yet. Keeping my eyes out here. A lot of different schools here right now, one of everyone coming through here and keeping my eyes on. I'm right at the finish line here, but again, Gavin Esterholm with a third place finish for the Phillips Loggers here. Unbelievable. He's going to be on the podium, and you can see guys with nothing left here, giving everything they can, waiting for see who we got here coming in. No Rib Lake, no Phil. I see a Rib Lake runner coming here now, I think, yes. And they're probably going to be coming in group. Caleb Scott coming in as well. One Rib Lake finished. Caleb Scott coming in as well. Here's some marathon runners. Another rib lake, I believe. Maroon colors, anyways. No, that's Prairie Farm. And right now, big gap here for Phillips runners. Not seeing anyone here yet. There's a Phillips. Looks like Nick Peschko, maybe. No, I don't think that is. That's that other kid. I forget his name. There's another Rib Lake. Rib Lake looked like they're running strong here tonight. I see Heston Heckman coming in as well. Heston Heckman. And another Rib Lake. I think all the Rib Lakes are going to. There's Nick Peschko coming. Rib Lake finishing ahead. They're going to beat Phillips. I'm quite certain of this. Here's Nick Peschko. Spencer Henney. I believe Rib Lake might have five guys in. Rib Lake might have done really well. Prentice Rib Lake at 137. Right now, I think they're in first place. And some strong finishes here right to the end. Waiting for some more runners to come through here. Right now, it's St. Ambrose in first and Prentice Rib Lake. I think St. Ambrose might have won this one. Prentice Rib Lake, I believe they're going to be finishing second. Don't get me wrong. Phillips in third here right now, but they need to finish. They need a couple runners here. Here comes Josh Edwards. Josh finishing strong here. And that might be five Phillips runners. I don't think so. I think they've got more coming. Rib Lake settled. Prentice Rib Lake, I think they're set at 137 at second place. And we're going to look for more of these runners coming through here. Right now, I'm waiting to see some more Phillips runners coming through. I think we're waiting for Logan Sokolowski, along with Evan Johnson. Spencer having a strong race. Spencer Henney for the Phillips Loggers. And here we go. Some more runners coming through here. What we're going to do here is we're going to take a little break. I'm going to get to a good spot where we can interview some of these coaches and players after right now. Prentice Rib Lake, I believe, is going to solidify a second-place finish, though, in this. And they're going to get some hardware. Gavin Esterholm finishing third place overall. Exciting day here. So thank you very much. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media, probably for about a five-minute timeout. Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin here along with I got Coach Olson here right now for the Phillips Loggers. The Phillips Loggers finishing in third place with 138, 1 point away from some hardware, right behind the Prentice Rib Lake Hawks, who finished in second at 137. Coach Olson, kind of what the numbers say, the rankings say coming into this right here is what came down. Talk about this this night a little bit. You got a lot more on your mind than I do about this.
Well, I mean, we talked about it all week. We talked about it on the radio the other day. We talked about it after a conference meet. I mean, we knew that this was going to be a grind coming in here today and that everybody was going to give everybody their best shot. And that's exactly what happened. St. Ambrose, I mean, I think they were ranked fourth behind the other three of us, and they ran one heck of a race today.
113 they finished with. Yep. I was amazed by that. St. Ambrose, yeah, down there, were they ranked third or fourth?
I think they were ranked fourth until last week, and then they bumped up to third. And then you got the three Merrillwood schools within 15 points of each other for second, third, and fourth. I mean, it's just amazing.
Exactly, exactly. It was a great event. Coach Olson, you do a fabulous job with this whole program. And you know, you got some youngsters, you got some seniors, you got some middle schoolers coming up. A lot of excitement for cross-country and track in the Phillips area here. But we're going to try to roll along and get some more of these player or these runners and whatnot to talk to, but congratulations on a third place finish. I know that's a bummer. A little bit of we were so darn close. It shows how hard that you guys got to work and every little spot does, but congratulations on a fabulous season and nothing to hang your head on a third place finish.
Third place at state. You can't be too upset with that. Would have liked to have been maybe one point sure. closer, like you said, but the kids worked hard and they did their best, and at the end of the day, that's all we ask. You work hard, you give your best effort, and you make sure you're having fun. So these boys, hopefully, will be able to have a little bit of fun tonight. And the great thing about this right now is in about about an hour. I don't know.
Yeah,
hour,
the girls are going to start.
Hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever it is. We get to go watch the girls run, so that'll be fun.
And we're going to be back for that. And our girls are going to be coming up. They're probably a 5-6 ranking, I'm guessing, somewhere like
six,
that.
Six, yeah.
Sure. And Leah Harper won sectionals. We got some good runners coming up. We're going to cover that. But right now I got Gavin Esterholm. We're going to give the mic to him. Coach Olson, thank you so much.
One heck of a race by Gavin, too. I didn't get to see his last 300 meters. I wish I could have. I saw you coming off that. Yeah, I bet it was. You had to be. It was awesome. Good job, buddy.
Thank you, Coach Olson. Here we got Gavin Esterholm. G-Unit, we call him. Gavin, we're so happy to have you here. I couldn't be prouder of you right now. I know this was a big goal, you know, a top 10 finish, a top 5 finish. I shocked your coach. I was the one that told him you finished third. He couldn't believe it because
awesome.
You must have had a little back behind you. But
yeah.
we'll talk a little bit more about your career, but let's talk about this race right here. Coming into it, what was the strategy, and then what did you accomplish in this?
So it was mainly to just go out with the lead and stay around in the front pack as much as I could, but not do anything stupid. Because I've had years in the prior, like last year, it blew up after the mile, and I was getting passed. I got passed by like 20 guys in the last 2 miles of that race. So I'm like, just hang around, be smart, and then go when you go. And that's what I did, and it executed. I mean, I executed it exactly how I wanted.
You had a strong push towards the end, didn't you?
Yeah, I
got up to third place,
Yeah.
And you were in 5-6 before
I was
that.
In fifth at the back corner, hanging with Michael Dolan from Assumption. And then he got up even with me. I'm like, let's go, Michael. And then I just made a move once I saw that finish line and don't look back.
And you had it in you.
Yeah.
That little shot of adrenaline. Your final year, your final race with the school,
yep.
As far as cross country goes, your career has spanned a long time. I want to say probably, about 4 years ago, you really took this sport seriously and wanted to be a top kid in the state. You had big goals. I remember in eighth grade, even seventh grade, it was starting to get strong. And then you came to an elite level right here.
Yeah.
Third place finish, Gavin, that's absolutely amazing. I'm really happy for you. You're going to celebrate this one. You're going to get on the podium, and you're going to get yourself a medal, your first medal, right?
Second from a state meet, but first in cross country.
First one in cross country, and that's going to be one that you're going to cherish, I'm quite certain.
Yeah, very
awesome.
Happy about that.
We're going to try to find Rib Lake coach here right now. He was here. Oh, there he is right here, Coach Prentice Hawks. Coach Regeer here, a fabulous program you guys have over there. In Rib Lake Prentice, just two sports towns, you combine them right there. But cross country is one that really sticks out over there. A great team you guys have. That little group towards the top really pushes you guys. I think you had three of you up towards the top. They seem to have good races as far as what I'm considering just watching them. They look so strong out there. Talk about this race here and how it ended up. You finished up second place getting some hardware.
Yeah, we did. And congratulations to St. Ambrose. We knew they had it. We knew they had four elite guys. They were looking for a fifth guy all year. We were watching him. We knew that this was one of the ways the race would play out.
Sure.
And, you know, we had a race plan, but, you know, planning is indispensable. Plans are useless when you're out there. You have to let stuff develop. We had a mechanical out there with a shoe. We'll have to look at the numbers and see if that even mattered. Actually, it doesn't. It's just the way that the day worked out. At the end of the day, we're proud of all the teams out here.
Yeah.
We're really proud of Phillips. We've come to admire those guys. We enjoy running against them. Same thing with Marathon. They're an up-and-coming team. You'll see a lot of them next year.
It's a rivalry. It's a friendly rivalry, or it's a respectful rivalry, I should say, with Phillips and Rib Lake.
Yeah, absolutely. And the guys follow each other. They're actually friends.
Yeah.
And we push each other. And that's what we love about cross country. Yeah. We're all out here together.
We are all. Gavin said something right before he was on. He said he was in, I think he was right around fifth, sixth place with a runner from Assumption. And he said they seen that final stretch. And Gavin said to him, hey, let's go get this. Encouraging him, let's finish this one strong, knowing that's competition there. And cross country has a camaraderie like almost no others. You really see the kids band together, the families band together. It's something I really like watching. But what a great day here, Coach.
Absolutely, yeah.
Beautiful day for running. Got about 45 degrees, I'm guessing, somewhere in there. It's chilly if you're just standing. But when you got that adrenaline flowing through you here. It warms you up a little bit, the sun peeking out. I couldn't think of a nicer day for running a state cross-country meet.
Absolutely perfect. I need to go find the guys and just tell them how proud I am of them.
Absolutely. If you see any of them nearby here, oh, there they are right over there. I wouldn't mind talking to them if I could walk over there and give a little chat with those boys. Maybe I'll go over there in a minute after you talk with them.
You bet. They're talking to the Star News right now.
Okay, sure.
But I bet I could send them over your way.
Let's send them over my way here, and we'll get a little interview with those boys. I'd love that right there. Coach, congratulations. You're going to go on the podium in a little bit, and you're going to get a big trophy, aren't you?
It looks that way. Yeah.
Well, thank you. All right, for Jeff Hakenin here, we're going to send it back to 98 Cube Country and on the Civic Media app for maybe about a two-minute timeout. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk with some of the Rib Lake and Prentice Hawks. And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin here. I'm in Wisconsin Rapids at the Cross Country State Cross Country Championships here. And we're with the Rib Lake Prentice Hawks here right now. And they finished a strong second place here. Really close one here. One point be ahead of Phillips to get that hardware there right now. I got Caleb Scott here with me. Caleb, a senior. I've seen you athletically for many years. My son's a senior as well. What a finale here, a bookmark on your career. Let's talk about it. You were in this top little group of Rib Lake guys, Rib Lake Prentice guys. There's a few. Let's talk a little about your strategy coming in here, because this isn't your first year here, is it?
Nope, second year.
Second year here, so you've got that little bit of experience that is important. What was your strategy? How did you execute, and how do you feel afterwards?
One of the biggest strategies for me and for the team was do not absolutely tank going uphill.
Yeah.
Most of the people who sprint up the hill eventually will come back to you. It was to keep your pace on the up the hill and then book it on the downhill. And I stuck to that, and I caught a lot of people doing that.
You did. That's a great job. Caleb, you guys came in strong, and I think you've got your top three on your team are pretty steady like that. I haven't been able to follow you guys a lot, but you're always finishing steady together. You guys pushing each other. How does it feel right now knowing that you're going to get some hardware after this, a bookmark on your career?
It feels great.
It feels good.
I'm very, very proud.
Were the nerves rolling before the race, or were you able to block that out?
I was able to block it out. I've been here a couple times.
There we go.
You've
been there. I remember going 25 years ago, I was here, and I remember that was the 2 minutes before the race. I was really questioning my life choices and why I was about to go through this absolute torture. So my hat's off to you. Would you hand it over to the next guy here? We'll see who we got here. All right, here we are. Now, who do we have here?
Henry Regier,
coach's kid?
Yep.
Coach's kid, all right. You finished in what place on this team here tonight?
First.
You were the first runner at the top of that group right here. What was that number overall?
I believe it was like 26.
Nice job. Great job. And what year are you in? Are you what grade?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior. So one more year of this as well. Is this your second trip to state here?
It is,
as
yeah.
well. All right. What was your strategy coming into this? Similar to Caleb's, you all got the same type of strategy. Did you feel good about your race?
So going into the race, I, had big goals, team-oriented goals. I knew that I needed to be up towards the front, run a hard race, but not get out too fast so that I die later. But then the hard thing was first 200 meters in, lost my shoe, or it started to come off. So I had to pull over to the side, stop, put it back on.
And get back going.
So
no
that,
kidding.
That lost me a lot of time,
sure.
A lot of places. People are flying by me.
Yeah.
So
how do you come over something like that? You know, I talk about it a lot, covering basketball and this and that. It's about how you get up from something like that. Now, you could have took that right there and just, had the, Debbie Downer approach. Obviously, you didn't because you came back. Did that give you a little adrenaline rush?
Oh, yeah, it definitely did. As soon as I got it back on, I actually started yelling, just made a surge past, just a ton of people there in like 10 seconds. And
sure.
I was just like, got to stay calm, move up, move slowly up, and then get back into a reasonable position.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations. You guys are going to get on the podium here and get your trophy. So a great finish here today. You guys woke up, I'm sure,
yeah.
excited, nervous, not knowing where you're going to be. And to be here right now, you get to take a little deep breath.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, too. We're going to give it over to Heston Heckman here in just a second. Heston Heckman, I've known this young man for a long time. Prentice kid over here. The one Prentice runner actually running out here here today, and you had a nice, strong finish. I liked it. You were coming down the stretch, and, you know, you had a good push there. You weren't letting anyone pass you. Heston, you know your spot on this team. Your spot, you got to hold off everybody, their fourth runner, all of that. You know, was there a lot of weight on your shoulders coming into this, and what was your strategy?
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of pressure on me. I'm glad that Seamus came in and stepped up after I got passed. But my strategy was to go out on the first mile kind of hard and then get through the second mile and then finish as strong as I could on the third. And I think I just went out a little too hard on the first mile, and I kind of got really tired after that.
Is this your second state meet here? You ran last year as well?
Yep, I did.
You did, yeah. So that's one of the parts we're in. That, how do you feel about this course here in Wisconsin Rapids? You're on a golf course, and you think, oh, it's not going to be so bad. I always like the golf courses. They seem pretty easy. This one hits you with the hills at the right spot, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a tough course. I would actually compare it to almost like Phillips,
sure,
kind of, like rolling hills.
And, yep.
Yeah, it was harder than I remembered last year, and I don't know, I was a little disappointed, but I did have a good finish, and I was proud of that.
Absolutely, definitely. I got to watch you running down the stretch. A nice bookmark on your career here, Heston. You're a senior, and all done. Nice to be able to finish your career with a second-place finish here over at State. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for having you. Hand it over to the next here. All right, and who do we have here?
Jeremy Whittla.
Jeremy Whittla. Jeremy, what did you finish place-wise on this team?
I finished seventh.
You were seventh on this team right here. Pushing the guys ahead of you, this Rib Lake Prentice team here, the camaraderie I was talking about before, you guys are a tight group of boys. And each guy is as important, whether you're the first place finisher, whether you're the fifth scoring points or the 6-7, pushing those guys ahead right here. What grade are you in this year?
I'm a junior.
So you're just a junior, so you get to come back again another year here. What was your strategy coming into this one here, and are you satisfied with your results? Did you feel good at the end?
Coming in, I was really just holding my expectations higher than normal because I know I push myself to exceed any expectation I put. And coming in and being able to run here with these guys, it felt good. And some of the seniors we have this year, they mean a lot to me, and just the guys in general. And coming out with a second place win like we did last year, for me coming back here for a second year and doing it all over, I wouldn't trade for anything, really. I mean, a first-place finish is always the goal, but like I said, back-to-back doing this with some of the guys I love most makes me feel like I'm on top of the world.
I love that answer right there, and that's what sports is all about, and you're going to have a group of buddies here that are your friends for your life, and you're gonna remember this, and you're going to talk about this. Maybe talk a little bit about what was a moment during that race that defined this race right here. There's got to be something halfway through the hill, something you were happy to get through or you're finding your second wind. What's a memorable moment here today?
Honestly, the most memorable moment for this race is right at the finish. I was able to see our 4 and 5 guy finish right next to each other, 1-2 like that.
Yeah.
And then I pushed right up behind Heston, and Heston and I finished within a second of each other, just 6 and 7 right there. And I know the guys up front, we're definitely close to each other, too. And to see us just be so close to each other in that sense, too, is my favorite thing ever.
Absolutely. That's a true sign of a team right there. Every kid is important, as the next cross country really does that. Well, thank you very much for chatting with us. Everyone back home is really proud. We got one more guy here we're going to talk with. All right, who do we have here?
This is Truman Smith.
Truman Smith. Good job here, Truman Smith. And what place did you finish on this team here today?
Finished second.
You were second out there. You were leading that. Or you were right in that group of the top boy. You're used to that finishing together, you three, up at the top, I'm assuming.
Yeah, right. And we're really just used to pushing each other no matter what place us three come in. And I was able to push Caleb and just, have a good race.
Absolutely. Coming into this race, when you, the moments before, was that pressure building on you, those nerves? And were you able to settle them, or did you start the race with nerves?
Well, I definitely felt the nerves. With any race, there's going to be nerves. I felt way more at peace this time around compared to last year. I feel so blessed to be able to run today with these guys. And I was just able to run with peace and just have a really good race.
That's the vibe I'm getting from this Rib Lake Prentice team is you really do it for each other. You're running for each other, and that's what gives you that little bit of motivation. You know, and I'm sure you've seen that scoreboard, you know, as you're coming in, looking at that right there and knowing where you guys are finishing. Did you have a good feeling as you were finishing that you guys were going to do okay? Or are you nervous? What's behind you? Because you really don't know.
Well, yeah, and we really try not to look back.
Sure.
We're racing. But as soon as I crossed the finish line, I knew Caleb and Henry were in there when we're in a good spot. But I looked behind me, and I saw just a whole bunch of our guys finishing way closer together than last year. And
yeah.
I knew we did pretty good, yeah. Even if we didn't get first.
Absolutely. Nothing wrong with second place. Amherst, sounds like they put together a nice run here today. And yep. Well, good job. Congratulations to you. Got one more, and we're going to chat with you.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. All right, and who do we have here?
Jackson Schutz.
Jackson Schutz. Good to have you, Jackson. What place did you finish on this team here today?
I was our fifth runner today.
You were the fifth runner here today, and you had some guys pushing right behind you, didn't you?
Yeah, for sure.
There you go. So nice job here today, that fifth. What number were you overall?
I'm not too sure overall how I finished.
Sure. So you're running this race right here, and, you know, you beat Phillips by 1 point.
Yeah.
Was there a moment in this race here where you passed someone and might have been that turning point? You know what I mean? Did you have a good feeling? You know, what was the defining moment in this race?
Well, first of all, Seamus, he came up behind me. I was dying. We had about a K left, and Seamus Heifel came up behind me, and we pushed it towards the end, and then we did see a Phillips, their number five, drop off, and we knew we had to get him.
But. Yeah. Do you see something like that? And there again, the Rib Lake Prentice Hawks, that's kind of what it's about. It's a total team effort right here. The number five runner, he's as important as the seven runner and the six runner and the one runner, and it takes all you guys to win this right here. But congratulations. And what grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
Junior. So you got another year yet.
Yep.
Congratulations on
Thank you. Fabulous
season here and a second place, and go find your team and family.
Thank you.
And you guys are going to get some hardware.
Appreciate it.
In a little bit. Good job, buddy. All right, there we are. Hey, that's the cross-country boys race here right now and kind of concluding this year. We're going to send it back for a little while here. Coming up at about 1:45, we're going to come back on and we're going to preview the girls' race who's going to be coming up. The girls are going to be running in a little while. We have the Phillips Loggers as a team. We have Kylie Orson as an individual, and a Schwamigan girl too coming up here. I her name's on my phone. I apologize. We'll get you that one for sure too. But for Jeff Haken in here down in Wisconsin Rapids at the WIAA State Cross Country Meet, hope you guys have a wonderful afternoon. We're going to see you in a little while.
Supervisor.
And welcome, everybody. Jeff Haken in here. I'm over in Wisconsin Rapids again yet at the WIAA State Cross Country Championships. We are coming off of a big second-place win from the Prentice Rib Lake Hawks and finishing second here. They got some hardware. Gavin Esterholm from Phillips taking third place in that race for the boys, getting some metal, getting some hardware, an amazing finish for him. Passed a couple guys at the end to take that third-place finish. Rib Lake ended up beating Prentice. Rib Lake Prentice ended up beating Phillips by just 1 point. It was 138-137, a close one right there. But the Buccaneers, or the Hawks, congratulations to them. Right now, the girls are running here right now. It is the Phillips Loggers girls team led by Leah Harper, and they are running right now, and they're about a five, six seed, hoping to finish somewhere in that range here in this race. Also, Kylie Orson from Prentice made it as an individual, and along with Haley Badeau of Schwamigan, she's there for her third time. So congratulations, those girls as a team and as individuals. Pretty impressive having all these girls here today running right now. But they're underway coming up on this mile marker shortly. And I know looking for maybe a top 20 finish for Aaliyah Harper, Kylie Orson, right in that range. I'm not so sure about Haley Badeau, but her third run here, pretty impressive. We're going to go over some of these girls here on this team right here. And let's start here with the Phillips girls. We got Suzanne Ludwig. She's a senior. She's an alternate. She's not going to be running here tonight. She's on this team. Sophia Lenz, a freshman. She's also an alternate. And I know her parents back home, proud of her. Fiona Huggard, just a sophomore. It's her first year running. And Trinity Smith, she's a sophomore. She's a 5'6 runner on the team. Adds some depth right where they need it, right at the 5'6 mark. All-conference honorable mention. And she's running in her first state meet. Leah Raymer, a freshman. She was number 4 through 6 on the season. Tough, confident runner as a freshman. Second team all-conference she got. She's running in her first meet. Also, Addie Gabay, her parents' coach over here, Nick and Kirsten. And she's a junior, and she's been the 4 through 6 runner during the season. Second team all-conference and running in her second state meet. Ruby McCormick, a junior. She's been a third runner for most of the team for the Loggers. She had some really good races recently, so she's peaking at the right time. She's first team all-conference and running in her second state meet. And Tana Henderson, never ran cross-country in middle school. She's just a sophomore. She's been the number 2 runner for most of the season. Tana Henderson, nice little addition to this Phillips Loggers team. She was second team all-conference. She's also running in her first state meet. And Leah Harper. Leah, she's been the number 1 runner all year. First team all-conference, second individually in the conference, and sectional individual champion. And she's running in her third state meet. So these girls got some experience for the Loggers. Kylie Orson, she's been running for a long time for the Buccaneers. And I seen talked with her parents earlier. They were excited for her final run as a senior, want her to peak out here at the right time. And congratulations to her. We're going to try to get an interview with her afterwards when things are done. And also along with some of these other girls afterwards, we're going to try to talk some coaches and whatnot. It's a beautiful day here down in Rapids, like probably like 45 degrees. Right now the sun is out, just a few clouds around. It really has a cross-country state vibe here. I was talking earlier when I go to travel around and go to the basketball tournaments and whatnot all over the place. You go into there and everyone's 6'6". They all look like basketball players. And you come to the state meet here and every parent, everyone, just running everywhere. And people are just, I'm the only one walking around, not knowing where I'm going here. Wandering up over by the finish line. I'm going to have a big board over here where we can kind of see results and whatnot. But the girls, they're underway here right now. They're running as we speak here. We're going to send it back probably for, I don't know, probably about 7-8 minutes, something like that. And I'm going to get over by the finish line, get to a good spot over here. And when we come back here, we're going to get you some of the results here. We're at this state cross-country meet over here in Wisconsin Rapids, and we're going to get some interviews and go from there. So we will talk to you guys in about 7-8 minutes. And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin here down in Wisconsin Rapids at the cross-country state championships. And it's the girls running here right now, and we're watching these girls finish. And we have the Phillips Loggers here running, and they're in about a 7th place right now, which is really good here. They picked up, they've been in about a 10th place throughout the race, and that's where we're hoping them to be in that top 8, really. Looks like they moved. It looks like they're moving down to 11. People are moving in and out as they go here. Phillips trying for a top 10 finish here. Leah Harper, fabulous race here tonight, finishing, I think it was 12th or 13th. Overall, did it. And had an amazing race there, a nice finish at the very end. And I think she was had a goal of a top 20 here tonight. And so getting 12, 13, whatever she was, she did fabulous. Haley Badeau finished somewhere in that 40th range as it was her and Tana Henderson for Phillips head-to-head there, nose-to-nose, I should say. Finished at about the exact same time, right around that 40th spot, 42, something like that. We'll get some better results a little bit later. Kylie Orson, I believe, just finishing here, too, in that 60th spot, 60-something. And I'm seeing the rest of the Phillips Loggers coming in here. Right now, we're going to see where they finish up as the scoreboard updates a little bit here. But nice job from these girls runners here as the Phillips Loggers shooting for a top 10. Shows them on the screen as number 9 here. Right now, I believe they have all their runners in, and I think that's where they're going to finish, is in that 8 or 9 spot, I believe. We'll find out. Numbers are changing little bits here. Some more runners just coming through. But again, Leah Harper with a fabulous race. She was one sectionals up at that Phillips race last week, and now finishing 13th over here at the state tournament in her senior year. Congratulations to her, and along with Haley Bedeau and Kylie Orson over apprentice, Haley Bedeau from Schwamigan, and Tana Henderson. Henderson had a really nice race as well here for the Phillips Loggers. So Phillips doing a nice job here. Some other teams, I see Washburn is here as well, along with Three Lakes. They're trying to squeeze into the top 15. Some of our local teams here. Darlington looks like they won this race with 92 points overall, followed closely by Kohler at 96. It was Darlington, Kohler, Aquinas, and Cochran Fountain City, and Fenmore finishing fifth, Lamira finishing sixth, Boyceville seventh, Cameron eighth, and Phillips ninth. Phillips might move up to the eighth spot. I'm not quite sure here yet. And Phillips looking like they got a top 10 finish, though, so a nice job from them. I'm going to scoot back over to where these runners have finished up and see if we can get some interviews with some coaches and along with some of the players. We are going to come back here in a few minutes once I can gather some of them up. So I'm going to take a little break here. Again, we're at the WIA State Cross Country Championships here in Wisconsin Rapids on a beautiful golf course up here, Pine Ridge Golf Course, I believe it is. And we're going to squeeze back, see if I can get in by this media area here. But we'll be back in about, give me about 5 minutes, maybe something like that. We'll get some interviews with some coaches. All right, Jeff Haken in here. We'll see you in a little bit. Thank you. And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken in here in Wisconsin Rapids at the State Cross Country Championships. I got head coach Eric Olson with us here right now for the Phillips girls. You just went through a race here a little bit ago with the boys. Had a lot of success. A top 10 finish here for your girls. A nice job for them finishing here today. We're going to talk with a couple of the girls coming up here, but let's talk a little bit about this race, Eric. What was some of the strategy come in? What are some of the points of this race here?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to tell you everything we tell the kids before a race.
Sure.
But, but you know, it's one of the things we preached all year is just about work hard, do your best, and then celebrate it. And
yes.
I think that's kind of what we did today. I think that's what these girls did here. Leah Harper had one heck of a race here.
She sure did.
Her last race ever for high school cross country. Very proud of her. And the girls overall finished in ninth place. And, I mean, if you look at it, we were 4 points out of having a seventh place finish all alone, you know. And so it's pretty tight race again. As a coaching staff, I guess we got to go back and look at and say, what do we got to do so that we finish a little bit better at the end of some of these races? We had some good finishes today, but we had some finishes that weren't so hot. And I know there's going to be some kids that maybe are feeling a little down tonight, but that's not their fault. That's something that we got to look at and figure out, how can we help these kids finish better so that we don't have this situation happen again?
You got it.
Hopefully we have the opportunity sometime down the line here to have it happen again soon.
This is the state meet, and they have it at the right spot here. This is you think you're on a golf course that's going to be really easy, but it's not. The hills are at the right times. They really get you good, and you have to put a little bit of execution into a race over here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Oh, for sure. And that second half of the race is very tough. And the beauty of it is they've had it here for, oh, gosh, I think it's 1989, 1988,
I was
like
here
that.
In 95, 96, and I remember being here.
Yeah, and so it's just it's a fantastic facility. The first half has a little bit of hills in it, and, boy, that second half, I mean, it separates the cross-country runners from the kids who can run sprinting golf courses.
You got it. Absolutely.
So it's a wonderful course.
Coach Olson, we appreciate a great season, a lot of success, and more coming up along the lines. We're going to see you guys here in the future for sure. We're going to send it over. So we're going to have Leah Harper here. We're going to chat with her for just a minute. Leah, congratulations on an amazing run. Leah Harper here. I think coming into this, I don't know about you, but I was thinking, I hope Leah gets like a top 20 finish, something like that. What'd you finish in, Leah?
I heard I got 13th place.
Yes.
So I got 19th my sophomore year, last time I ran here. So I was hoping to improve from there, maybe get top 10. We're close, but I'm happy.
You were really close. You ran a great race. It was very impressive. Let's talk a little bit about nerves coming into this. Is it nervous that you have to perform in your senior year? Are we able to let it all go and just go up there and run?
Definitely yesterday I was feeling the nerves a little bit, but I just remind myself, like, it is just another race, another 5K. I've done so many. And just to really enjoy this one, my last one, wanted to make it special.
Yeah, you did. You put a bookmark on your career here, getting a sectional championship, coming down here and running 13th. That's an amazing thing. You got a lot of family, a lot of support here. And what I really like about your group of girls is the camaraderie you have. Why don't you talk a little bit about that, a little bit about that relationship that you have with some of these girls here?
Yeah, it's super special. They're all my family, you know, all the girls. We're like sisters, and even their parents, they support everybody, and it's just so special.
It is. Well, you're lucky to be running on a team like this here. You guys did a great job. Leah Harper, we're really proud of you. You made Phillips proud. And we're going to talk to Tana Henderson in here in just a minute. She's getting some pictures taken with family. Leah, congratulations. Celebrate this one with family. Good job.
Thank you.
All right. And now we have Tana Henderson. Tana, I've known you since a little girl, and I didn't know you were going to come out here in, what, your sophomore year?
Yep.
And finish second place on a state team and run the way that you did. It was surprising for me. Did you know you had this in you all year long?
No, I put in a lot of work this summer to do this, but I did not think this would ever be possible.
It wasn't. You had a great race. I think you finished top 50 here.
I did.
I believe you did. I think you were top 50.
Okay.
Right around there, nonetheless, I think it was you and Haley Badeau from Schwamigan.
Yep.
Finished neck and neck.
Yeah.
A tight finish right at the end there, but you had a strong race. Pushing this team all season long with second place finishes. What was some of your strategy coming in to this race right here? Were you nervous about? Did you have the nerves? Did you feel good? Did you have a game plan, and did you execute?
Yes, I was very nervous. But I just told myself, I'm like, it's just the exact same race that we always run. It's still 3.1 miles. It does not matter.
It is. Did the second half of the race get you, or did you feel pretty strong going into that?
I felt pretty strong. I just kept telling myself, keep your body straight, and you can do this.
You can do it. Did Dad come here today?
Yes, he's here.
I haven't seen him yet. I'm going to have to find Dad and tell. Well, Tana, you've made all of us very proud as well, and I asked Leah the same thing, but cross-country, kind of more so than any sport, the camaraderie that you girls have, there's someone always pushing you. You're always pushing someone else, but it's a total team sport. Just talk about your teammates for a second.
I'm so grateful for all my teammates. We push each other so much to be the best we can. I'm so grateful for Ruby. We trained so much the other summer, and along with Leah, we just kept going, nope, we're going to do one more mile. We're going to do the extra mile. And it really paid off this season.
It did. It's nice when you finish a season, it's a success like it was. Tana, thank you so much. You did fabulous today. You made us all proud. And celebrate this with your teammates a little bit on a great day here today. We're going to talk with Ruby McCormick here. And Ruby, a nice little Phillips crowd we have here cheering you girls on. A nice job by you here today. You were the third runner pretty much all season long, I believe, in that top 3, 4, something like that, all year long. But just a junior, you got another year of this yet, right?
Yeah. Correct.
And are you loving cross country? Talk about this race just a little bit. Did you have the nerves going in, and did you execute your game plan?
I definitely had some nerves. Not this morning, but once I watched the boys race and while I was watching them race, they definitely kicked in.
I remember coming into these races, and I did this years ago, but I remember the, you know, hey, 2 minutes till the start of the race. It feels like your heart kind of sinks, and I remember questioning my life choices of why I was doing this. It's a tough sport. It takes a lot of guts to do this and really dig things out. I thought you did a great job here tonight and all season long, but talk again, like I asked the other girls, talk about your friendships here that you've made and some of your teammates that you're going to be lifelong friends with.
These girls are definitely my best friends. We've been through everything. We support each other. We're like sisters. I love them so much. And I'm proud of them all. They ran so good today.
Absolutely. All of you girls did. Really proud of you. I love the camaraderie here that goes along with cross country. And you ran a great race. I think you girls finished ninth, I believe. I'm not official about that. But a top 10 finish, is something to be happy about, and to come down here to state again and be part of all this. Ruby, thank you so much for joining us. Go celebrate,
you know,
this day here with family and friends.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to have Coach Kirsten Gabay here. All right, Kirsten, good to have you here. And I don't know job titles over here. Yeah, a middle school coach? High school coach, assistant coach, what's your title?
I am the assistant high school coach.
Either way, you and Nick are, every time you go, you're wherever the kids are right. Running around and whatnot. We see you a lot. Such a nice program that we have over here for the girls. I thought the girls did great here tonight. We talked to them a little bit about what they did. Talk a little bit about what's coming, what we have. Is there a future here in Phillips Cross Country?
Yeah, definitely. These girls, first of all, laid it all out on the course. We had three new girls running on this course for the first time.
Which girls?
Tana, this is her first time, Lila, and Trinity.
Sure.
So it was awesome. They did really, and Fiona, four of them. So they did really well after last year's just kind of bump
sure.
in the road. Coming up.
And do you use that bump in the road last year? As some motivation, and did your girls learn stuff from
Yeah, they did. Actually, they learned a lot mentally.
Yeah.
Mentally. This is, I think Addie said it on the radio last, on Thursday, it's a very mental sport.
Yes, absolutely.
It's very mental.
It's draining, and you can really get down on yourself halfway through,
yep.
And it's really easy to throw in the towel
yep.
and just say, I'm going to cruise through here. Who cares? We got this far. But, you know, that's the part of that, those top athletes. Can they push through that? Find that second win and really dig in. Cross country is all about guts.
For sure. And we say just a mental reset. Mental
yeah.
reset. And negative thought pops in, push it, replace it with a positive thought.
There we go.
And you maybe do that 10 times, 20 times during a race, but you keep doing that.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, but no, coming up, we got a huge group of eighth graders coming in.
Yes.
Who have done a lot. So
we've been watching that
yeah.
middle school with boys and girls, and it just seems like a pipeline of kids kind of coming through there, a lot of excitement.
Yeah,
and,
a lot of hardworking kids.
A lot of hardworking kids. That's a testimony to you, Nick, the coaching staff, Coach Olson, and, you know, our community supporting
yeah.
all of this here. And we had the sectional meet
yeah.
at home just last Thursday, and I was working on John Paus during it, so I didn't get to come over there.
Yeah.
But I can imagine it was packed. I've seen all the traffic
yeah.
coming through, and such a nice thing to be able to
we
have.
We talked about that. Such a great community showing
yes.
Last Saturday. Cross country is not really a big spectator
sure.
sport like in the gym, so you don't always get a lot of people, but we really had a big showing last Saturday.
We really did. It a beautiful day here
yeah.
In Wisconsin Rapids. I mean, if you were to pick a day to be running, it's this, isn't
this
it?
This is perfect. This is
perfect.
Absolutely perfect. So we'll take it any day. It was a fun day. Day. I'm always proud of these kids. So.
Absolutely. And the boys did great here today.
Yeah.
A great showing here from all of our local athletes. We had Kylie Orson from over in Prentice. She finished somewhere in that 50 to 60, something like that, had a strong race. Tana and Haley
yep.
Badeau, which is she over here somewhere?
I don't know where Haley went.
I'm not sure. I
yeah,
seen
her. They were pushing each other the whole race.
Right
so.
To the very end, I seen her and Tana right to the end. So the boys, Gavin finishing third overall.
Yeah,
what an amazing
awesome.
Day for him, along with the boys finishing third.
Yeah,
overall.
Nothing to be disappointed about there. That was an amazing showing. And that's a very, this is tough. This is a tough race. This is a tough sport. So really proud of all the kids.
It really is. And do numbers change around? You know, you go to sectional, now you're putting new teams involved.
Yeah.
It's really hard to predict
it is.
What's going to happen. The boys, I think, were finishing, you were hoping to finish in a top 3-4.
Yep.
That's what I really was. They finished in a third, one point away from coming home with a trophy.
Yep, yep.
A little bit of motivation moving in, and I'm sure some people would take something away, but you say that too, but they all did such good things
they
here
really did.
Today, every one of them. So,
yep.
Kristen, good to have you.
Yeah,
I don't see Kylie Orson or
yeah.
Haley, but oh, I'm sure they're celebrating somewhere their day or relaxing, taking a breath maybe.
Probably.
Something
they're
like
tired.
That.
They're tired.
All right, for Jeff Haken and Kirsten Gabay here, thank you guys for listening and tuning in, and you guys all have a wonderful night here. We will talk to you guys later. We will see you. Hey, what's coming up? Basketball season, my favorite time of year. All right, have a good night, everybody.